In order to save the planet, my generation needs three things: hearts, minds, and strength. A hardened heart is like a haircut. Last year, my friend cut off a foot of her hair for locks of love. Every time I saw her for a month after, I was continually surprised to see gentle waves of brown curling about her ears, no longer able to reach into her customary ponytail. But after a while, I got used to it. Now I have a hard time picturing Hannah with long hair. The same thing can happen with the environment. Every time we hear about the declining state of the ecosystem, we can immediately determine to recycle everything, pick up trash by the side of the road, and carpool more. But then we can lose our enthusiasm. Soon pollution again seems normal. Greenhouse gases and curbside litter unavoidable. Loss of zeal really means loss of heart. In order to make a difference, we must really care about the people that a polluted environment is affecting. To protect the environment effectively, we must also have minds. We must educate ourselves about the state of the ecosystem and where it will be heading in the very near future if we do nothing to intervene. Remember when you were younger and you somehow didn't hear your mom when she called you inside for dinner? Don't worry. The God of the universe hasn't borrowed your mother's floral apron and swatting spoon. But I believe we will be held accountable for what we do or don't do for the environment. With massive climate changes and a plethora of information available to us saying we didn't know is going to sound pretty lame. The third quality we need is strength. I'm not talking about physical do 100 push-ups at one go kind of strength. No, what I'm talking about is a determination to do what's right, no matter how fruitless or tiring it may seem. Every time I clean my room, I promise myself that I won't let it get messy again. And then the second law of thermodynamics kicks in. Hey, it's the thought that counts, right? Wrong. The Earth does not register good intentions. Protecting the ecosystem cannot become another New Year's resolution, an exercise plan, or a work ethic that fizzles out after 3 weeks. My generation needs to use their God-given hearts, minds, and strength if we are going to change the world.